New York Times union demands salary increase due to inflation, considers striking. By Ethan Letkman on September 28, 2022. New York Times union members are considering going on strike after salary negotiations with management reached a standstill. The union, also known as the New York Times Guild, is demanding an 8% annual increase for the next 4 years, citing the increased cost of living, according to Business Insider. Management countered the union's offer with a 4% increase for the first year, a 2% increase the following 2 years, and an additional 1% based on merit. Union members complained about management's counter, saying it would amount to a pay cut given record high inflation levels. The Guild also believes the paper can handle the pay increase, given its acquisition of The Athletic and Wordle, plus its nearly 10 million paid subscribers. Ken Draper, a sports reporter for The Times, believes the union's proposal was eminently reasonable, noting the paper's increase in executive pay and dividends to stockholders. A spokesperson for the paper rejected the union's complaints, saying their proposal is far outside the bounds for any organization, especially in such an uncertain economic climate. The spokesperson also indicated that heavy investments in salary might hamper the paper's investment in journalism. A strike among writers may be imminent if the two sides are not able to come to an agreement, according to another Times reporter. I think people feel that management doesn't listen unless everybody is beside themselves and ready to walk out the door. So if that's what it's going to take, then that's what it's going to take, Florida-based correspondent Francis Robles told The Insider. However, Robles did mention that she does not wish to go on strike in hopes an agreement can be reached. The last time there was a salary increase for union members was in March 2020, with the previous union contract expiring last year in March. While union members from The Times want an 8% raise, this year's national average annual salary increase was documented at 4.8%, the highest pay hike for workers in a decade, according to Perlmeyer. However, inflation was recorded at 8.3% in August, far outpacing the average annual salary increase. The negotiations between management and the union are causing headaches within the Times newsroom, with one anonymous editor telling The Insider, "It's not a distraction, it's the distraction. It is the latest distraction between the two parties after more than 1,300 employees at the Times signed a pledge vowing not to return to the office after the paper demanded they do so for 3 days a week," Breitbart News reported. The employees insisted they be given a wage increase to manage the rise in inflation. The union also recently accused the paper of giving non-white employees lower job performance reviews compared to white colleagues, Breitbart News reported. You can follow Ethan Letkman on Twitter at @EthanLetkman.